So it's a unique concept in that people who have a spare room in their home, who are lonely, who would benefit from having some practical help and support around the home and some companionship, with younger people who are looking for affordable accommodation. You're looking at for a potential home sharer, costs of about £7 per day. So, you know, that's quite an attractive option for individuals. And what you would be benefiting from would be living in a home.
So when it comes to matching people and identifying who lives with who, I imagine obviously they go through you, and then there's this sort of registration process, and the rest is left to you to match them, I suppose.
Okay, so prospective home sharers must hold either a standard or enhanced DBS check, and they'll be required to produce a number of professional and personal references, which we ourselves will then personally verify. We want to find out as much information as we can about them, their interests, their lifestyle choices, their preferences really when it comes to living with someone. We've got to make sure that match is right. We recognise the importance of safeguarding all parties in the home share arrangement. And for us, you know, matching is vital. We personally vet, match and oversee each unique home share arrangement.
And are you finding on the Isle of Man that there's an interest for this, and that, you know, people are turning away from a conventional, oh, I need to get a mortgage, or I need to slap down however much on a deposit for a 12-month lease? Is this something that people are actually taking an interest in?
We've had lots of interest already. We've only just launched Island Home Share, and we've been not really surprised by the amount of interest, but from the different people who have approached us, and we are currently in the process of putting together our first matches.
What's the overall motivation for you, and sort of the end goal? What's driving this for you?
Coming from a background of health and social care myself, I am aware of the growing number of older people on the island who are lonely, isolated and in need of practical support. This is not care. This is about providing practical support. So for us, it is about helping an aging population to remain in their homes for longer, but also reducing loneliness and isolation and promoting those intergenerational relationships.
Yeah, because you mentioned that before, that word, the intergenerational relationships. You know, young people and older people coming together and sharing skills and life experiences and effectively mutually looking after each other.
Definitely. That's really, that underpins everything that we do.